So what you're going to listen to here is a little extract from the Sober podcast that I recorded this morning. This extract is about, it's the first 3 minutes or so. Hope you enjoy. So I've written a blog post this week that's gotten a lot of attention. A lot. Makes me sound really grand. It's getting more attention than some of my blog posts might usually get. There's something about the tone of this one. It's called I Know This About Me, and it was published on October 9th, 2013. If you go and look on the blog, you'll see which one I'm talking about. I Know This About Me. It started off with someone asking me a question about why I didn't write fiction anymore, and my answer was, I'm big on giving up stuff that doesn't serve me. And later on, someone asked me, was there a difference between how I felt about this list of things that I, you know, things up with which I will not put, before and after sobriety? So, let me see if I can give you my thoughts on this. I Know This About Me is a list of things that I know about myself, and I think I've known these things all along. The difference with a period of longer-term sobriety is that now I'm not only better at identifying what works for me, but I'm also now, sober, better at actually implementing them, because the drinking person might say, you know what, I'm really shit if I don't get 8 hours sleep. That's what the drinking person might say, but then they stay up until 2 in the morning, and they go to work hungover, and they basically set up their whole life so that they don't get 8 hours sleep. Whereas the sober person will say, you know what, I'm shit if I don't get 8 hours sleep, and then I get 8 hours sleep. I arrange my life so that I get 8 hours sleep. I don't get 8 hours sleep every single night, but I know that that's my goal because then I just feel better. And you can bring this down to a very small level, a compulsive level, where you say, I only feel good if I make the eggs in this certain bowl. And I think that there's a continuum of trying to control all of the variables of the world so that they line up and make you happy, right? And so there might be a tendency to look at a list like this that says, you know, I need to run, I need to sleep, and I don't deal with shitty people, and you might look at that and become really compulsive about what you will and will not do, to the exclusion of having a good life. And so it's a balance, right? If you imagine that this is about boundaries. Oh, of course. Okay. I've just figured out why this post is resonating. This isn't resonating because it's a list of things up with which I will not put. It's me clearly articulating, number one, that I have boundaries, and number two, what they are. Hello? Thanks for being here. If you'd like to hear the rest of this audio, it's about 11 minutes long in total. There's a link below where you can click and go and see more. See the rest of this one plus all the other podcasts that are on the archive already. See you soon. Okay, bye!